You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it is Wednesday, the 2nd of February 2022. This is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Today we heard from the RBA Governor Philip Lowe, one day after the very first board meeting of the year of the RBA, and he said something pretty interesting. He said there is a plausible scenario to lift official interest rates later this year. Remember, the RBA has been consistently saying for most of last year and the year before that the right conditions for a rate rise won't be seen until 2024. It then said maybe 2023. Today's probably the first time you really heard him say, hey, there might be a plausible scenario for an interest rate rise in 2022, later the year. Of course, one of those reasons we'd need to see is higher underlying inflation to be sustainably between its 2 to 3% target band. Its forecast has that within its band. And the other thing is to see a pretty significant pickup in wages growth, and the RBA sees wages lifting to above 3% by around mid to late next year. Of course, that comes as the unemployment rate continues to fall. The RBA sees unemployment below 4% later this year. If that happens, that would be the lowest rate of unemployment in about 50 years. Philip Lowe spoke earlier at the National Press Club. Here's a little of what he had to say.
The faster progress towards full employment and inflation consistent with the target does bring forward the timing of a likely increase in interest rates. I think we should welcome that. Whether it happens this year or not remains to be determined. It will depend upon how these supply issues are resolved and the strength of the pickup in labour costs. If things go well and the economy performs strongly, then there are clearly scenarios where it would be increasing rates later this year if some of these uncertainties get resolved in the way that I hope they would.
Philip Lowe there, the Governor of the Reserve Bank, speaking at the National Press Club. Now, his commentary did have some movement and reaction on the share market. The S&P ASX 200 up by 1.2%, 7,087. Materials and energy stocks doing well. The tech sector fell, though. For more, I spoke earlier with Francesco De Stratis from Ord Minnett.
Yeah, look, I suppose there's one or two reasons, but the main reason is the governor of the Reserve Bank spoke at the National Press Club today. He indicated that there's potentially one rate rise this year. I think the market was expecting a little bit more, particularly after we saw the market correction through January from the Fed's comments on interest rates. Our market was potentially expecting a little bit more, so it probably eased, I suppose, the concerns of a lot of market participants out there.
Okay, so if we are going to start seeing potentially interest rates rising maybe in 2022 now, given this rising interest rate environment, how is that influencing the way you're investing this year?
Yeah, look, I think with interest rates rises, it obviously indicates that there's going to be probably potentially a trigger for some asset reallocation. So you probably start to see some money fall back into the bond market because returns might be slightly better. But I think we're a long way off getting good returns out of the bond market. But what generally happens in our market is that it comes off initially and then you're starting to look for what they call bond yield proxies, your infrastructure stocks, your property trusts that tend to underperform slightly in that period. But what's gone on over the last few years is interesting to see that, you know, companies like Transurban, as their debt matures, they've taken out very big longer-term debt. So it may not have as much impact upon on specific companies, but what generally tends to happen is you tend to see, a muted share market for that period.
Following the correction we saw in January, the market down 6.4%. Do you see opportunities now this year?
Yeah, look, I suppose every correction does create opportunities. It was a good correction too. I mean, I think at the low point, we saw the ASX 200 come off a bit under 7% for just this year and a bit over 7% for the last 12 months. So a reasonable size correction, just under 11% for this year and a bit over 11% for the whole 12 months. Look, it does create opportunities. I think some stocks that have been sold off and are looking very positive, companies like Brambles Now, Brembles, I think, has been somewhat put into a negative basket because of what's happening with some of the supply chain delays around the world. As we know, Brembles is the world's biggest pallet provider. And, you know, that will have some impact. But I think that's only going to be temporary as people become, I suppose, more free from COVID. I think that will open up supply chain. So I think that's a fairly limited negativity towards Brambles. CSL is another one. Their share price has come off quite significantly, and they're in the middle of a share purchase plan. So I think that's generating a good long-term investment opportunity as well. And then you've got the likes of Woolworths and Goodman Group that have come off quite a bit and are presenting really good opportunities as well. In the tech space, there's a couple of good ones there, Appen and WiseTech. And Telstra is starting to look like a little bit of growth value as well.
Okay, we're getting ready to see interim results coming through. Some companies are posting fully profits. The majority, though, I think are interim results coming up in the next couple of weeks. What are you going to be keeping your eye on?
Yeah, look, we're just going through the confession season. There's been a couple of minor downgrades, but not as many as one would expect coming through COVID. But I think everyone, we're really watching on commentary around, you know, how companies are managing COVID. And coming out of COVID as well. I mean, if you look at some of the production results that have come out of the mining sector recently, production numbers in certain areas were hit reasonably hard, particularly in the coal space, where they were being impacted upon by COVID restrictions and by weather impacts as well. So what is counteracting that somewhat is they're all realising higher commodity prices. So that might balance it out, but the results season will obviously, I suppose, put a ticker across next to some of those. Other areas to be looking at, you know, some of the telco stocks, but also some of the grocery retailers will be interesting to see, because the expectations are that people were purchasing more groceries rather than dining out during COVID. It'll be interesting to see how that impacts on their results as well.
Francesco De Stratis there from Ord Minnett.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.